Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have fog and mist now and 66 degrees. Dueling protests in New York City last night. Fox's Steve Harrigan was there as pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel groups marched at the same time.
Some of the signs encourage people to be ready for a fight, so we're seeing a much heavier police presence here tonight than we have in the past. Across the country, we saw things ratchet up today. Some of the worst scenes were at Emory University in Atlanta. There, police used tear gas, they used tasers, even fired some rubber bullets to remove protesters. You could hear some of those protesters scream as they were being carried out. And really, Emory officials were quick to say that these were not students at Emory University, that instead they were outside agitators who had come onto campus to stir up trouble in what Emory called criminal behavior.
The White House is calling protesters to be peaceful, condemning violence and hateful rhetoric. Police investigated a bomb threat on the campus of Wichita State University overnight. In a news release, WSU said campus police received a call around 10 p.m., indicating the presence of a bomb on campus at Wallace Hall and the Starbucks on 21st Street. A search found no bomb on the campus or at the store. Two people were hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire in South Wichita.
It happened around 6:30 Wednesday evening in the 2100 block of South Water near Main and Mount Vernon. Crews arrived and found two people and their dog. The people were transported to an area hospital. One person has been released. The other remains listed in stable condition. Investigators determined that the fire was due to someone smoking while using oxygen. The fire caused $30,000 in damage. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report finds that Haskell University in Lawrence failed to respond to student complaints about sexual assault, fraud, and theft. It also alleges that certain employees were wrongfully terminated. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran has now asked the Department of the Interior to conduct their own transparent investigation.
Many of them have leaders and tribal members who have been educated at Haskell. They care about Haskell and want to be helpful to Haskell. But we need to get the basics in place at Haskell so other tribes and other Native Americans and just Americans in general can be helpful to that cause.
The latest investigation was conducted by the Bureau of Indian Affairs Administrative Investigators Board. Arguments are underway in former President Trump's immunity case at the Supreme Court. Fox's Shannon Bream reports.
After nearly 3 hours of arguments, the nine justices must now wrestle with whether a former president has some measure of criminal immunity for acts taken while he was in office. Which of the January 6th related allegations were the private actions of candidate Trump versus something officially within the purview of then President Trump? Many of the justices signaled they're thinking far beyond the case at hand and trying to gauge the real life fallout of resolving those complex debates. Those questions also provoking other justices to ask about whether a president can actually pardon himself in advance in the waning days of his administration.
Former President Trump is charged with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump's attorneys argue he's entitled to absolute immunity for his official acts while in office. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:08 now, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. It is a Friday morning. Wichita's League 42 youth baseball organization made national news in January when vandals stole and destroyed the league's Jackie Robinson statue from McAdams Park in North Wichita. Major League Baseball and private donations are helping replace the statue. League 42 founder Bob Lutz talked with KNSS News about the negative impact of money on sports.
I don't know that we've spent a lot of time talking about it with our kids, but the biggest message is the importance of education and not to rely on an athletic pursuit to get you where you need to be. I mean, our kids are like any other kids. They see these athletes reaping the rewards of NIL and everything like that.
Bob Lutz is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. An effort by Kansas legislators to help Texas in the conflict with the Biden administration over illegal immigration is being blocked by Governor Laura Kelly. Members of the Kansas House were considering Thursday whether their chamber can get the two-thirds majority necessary to override the veto. The provision would allow sending Kansas National Guard personnel or equipment to the border to assist Texas and setting aside $15.7 million for the effort. The death of an Ohio man in police custody is coming under scrutiny.
53-year-old Frank Tyson died after he was handcuffed and left face down on the floor of a social club last week. Police body cam footage released Wednesday shows a Canton cop responding to a report of a crash and finding Tyson at the nearby bar. Police grabbed Tyson and he resisted being handcuffed. Efforts to restrain him included putting a knee on his back. Minutes after Tyson is heard saying, "I can't breathe," one officer asked another if Tyson had calmed down. The other replied he might be out. The cops involved had been placed on administrative leave. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Outbreaks of whooping cough in the U.S. and around the world have health officials on edge.
In North Carolina's Henderson County, the health department says they've confirmed 27 cases of whooping cough. Honolulu's seen 11 cases since March. The Sacramento Bee reports 93 cases in the Marin County, California area this year. Overseas, the Netherlands had 1,800 cases reported in the first 2 weeks of April. Cases in China are reported to have totaled more than 15,000 this January. That's several times more than this time last year. Doctors warn babies are most at risk of getting sick and dying from whooping cough, while most adults in the U.S. are vaccinated against it. Jill Nato, Fox News.
6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. Well, some of those roadways still look pretty wet. Though you might still see slick spots occasionally out there. Not really getting any rain in Wichita right now. But, some wet roadways this morning. A little bit of fog out there. Visibility, definitely a consideration at this time. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still listed at 8 miles, which is plenty, but fog and mist could be thicker in other places. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A stormy start to our Friday. Need to watch out for the chance of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms as well. Going from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky, also need to watch out for another round of potentially a couple of stronger storms, especially east of Wichita later today. Warm high of 80. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, 67 degrees, a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is Friday, April 26th. We had a mostly cloudy, windy day across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 65 degrees. Normal high for the day is 71. And we had 0.26, just over a quarter of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. In my Riverside neighborhood, had a pretty good drenching over there on the west side, around 13th and Central and West Street. Good drenching over there on my way home from work yesterday. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hey.
Did you get much rain in your neighborhood, or could you tell?
I couldn't really tell. Okay. Got some.
Okay.
Quarter inch sound about right.
This is a big date in weather history. On this date in 1991, the Wichita Andover tornado roared into history. The deadliest of 55 tornadoes that occur that day, the F5 Twister had a track 46 miles long and reached 1/2 mile wide. It killed 17, it injured 225, and caused an estimated $300 million damage, of which $62 million occurred at McConnell Air Force Base. Of the 17 deaths, 13 occurred at the Golden Spur Mobile Home Park in Andover. And a lot of memories about that date, and people around, I've been watching Facebook, and people have been commenting on where they were and what they were doing at that time. That was a day, I remember we covered the weather where at the radio station where I was. We covered the storm. And then the next day, it seems like it was a Saturday. The next day, I went out to the mobile home park, to the Golden Spur, and there were satellite trucks everywhere. I mean, people were in there covering this story. I got a good couple of good interviews and good enough to go do a special report on it and won an award, I think, from the Association of News Broadcasters of Kansas. So I remember that date, 1991. Where were you in 91, Ted?
Wichita away. State was hosting Creighton in college baseball that day, so I was at X Stadium, and we were keeping our eye on talking about the tornadoes coming directly to Wichita, so we were taking our precautions and getting out of the way.
That would be coming up behind you where you were sitting in the press box, right? Press box faces northeast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming behind you.
But when a storm system is coming toward you, it's coming towards Wichita.
Yeah,
you don't know where it's going to drop. Of course, it dropped on Andover in the Air Force Base.
1989 on this date, the world's deadliest tornado went on a rampage through Madikganj district of Bangladesh. It killed an estimated 1,300 and injured around 12,000 people. In Bangladesh. I'm certain they didn't have, very good and sophisticated communications, I would just guess. Also, this date, 1986, how about an explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine?
Oh, boy.
It caused radioactive fallout to begin spewing into the atmosphere. Dozens of people were killed in the immediate aftermath of the disaster, while the long-term death toll from radiation poisoning is believed to number in the thousands. As I recall, there were some firefighters, Russian firefighters, that just went on in.
They told them, you go in there. I'm like, oh, boy. That's just running to your death.
Holy mackerel. All right. So, Chernobyl and Andover tornado. We'll try to cheer you up today with some other information this morning. We'll talk about weather a little bit more here in a second. But first, let's take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning. It's coming up 6:17. Steve at 10 in the morning, and time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Last night, the first round of the 89th annual National Football League Draft, all taking place in Detroit. The Chiefs coming into the night with the final number 32 overall pick in the first round. But the Chiefs did trade up with the Buffalo Bills for a few spots. Here's the Chiefs draft pick from the NFL Network.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is.
5'11" wide receiver from Texas Longhorns. He ran a scouting combine record in the 40-yard dash. Fastest guy at the combine.
You mean he's quick.
So the Chiefs obviously going for speed.
Oh,
my. Make that a part of their attack, which has been lacking the last couple of years. Of course, it was the Chiefs that traded with the Buffalo Bills 7 years ago to pick up, move up in the draft and pick a guy named Patrick Mahomes. So maybe the Bills will help him out again here. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talking about the draft pick of Xavier Worthy. Audio from KMBC9.
Listen, I like the wide receivers we've got, but to add somebody of this quality, I think, is important or a good move, you know, to strengthen it. But I would like the guys that we have. He's a nice addition. I mean, you guys know. I mean, you've read everything, so you know that people thought he was a quality player. For us to be able to get him down there with a with the trade, I thought that was well worth it.
Xavier Worthy, one of the top three receiving touchdown leaders in Texas Longhorns football history.
All right.
There you go. There's your Chiefs first-round draft pick. The rest of the draft, further rounds continue tonight and tomorrow and Saturday. Yeah. We got college baseball action. It's a home weekend for Wichita State. The Shockers at home at X Stadium hosting Tulane in conference play. 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Mike Kennedy will have the call of all those Shocker games over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals win yesterday. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 2-1. You heard the game on KFH. It was a five-inning game, and then after that, there was a three-and-a-half-hour rain delay, and the umpires finally called it. It was a kind of a strange deal where the umpires called for the tarp, and then the Blue Jays protested, so they left the tarp off, and then it rained a bunch more, and then they went 3.5 hours, and then the umpires finally called it. So it was a little bit weird. I don't think the Blue Jays are very happy. Hey, the Royals got a win. Yeah, the Kansas City Royals win 3 straight against Toronto. Now they're on the road this weekend in Detroit to take on the Tigers. Noon today, 5 p.m. tomorrow. Those games on KFH. Then Sunday at 12:30, that game will be here on KNSS. The Royals right now with a 2-game lead for a wild card spot here in late April.
Noon today, that's kind of a quick turnaround.
Well, it's because they don't want to conflict with the NFL draft.
Right.
So they're playing a strange Friday noon game today for the Royals and the Tigers. It is a home weekend for the Wichita Sky Kings in pro basketball with 2 home games. Tonight at 7 o'clock at Neumann University, the Sky Kings hosting the Little Rock Lightning. And then on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Sky Kings hosting the Santa Ana Thunder, and that game will be played at Wichita Sports Forum on North Greenwich. So, the Sky Kings are playing the Lightning tonight and the Thunder on Sunday. The Lightning and the Thunder are coming to town to take on the Sky Kings.
Wow.
There you go. In the college baseball yesterday, 23rd-ranked Tabor finished up the regular season with a win on the road at Evangel 4-3. Tabor wrapping up the regular season, winning 6 of its last 7, now 34-12 on the season under head coach Mark Standiford. Tabor baseball team ranked 23rd in the nation. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the New York Knicks 125-114 in game 3 of that series. So far, the home team has won all 3 games. The Knicks are up 2-1. Starting at center for the 76ers, former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid, 50 points and 8 rebounds on only 19 shots.
That's a nice night.
And it was released that he is now suffering from Bell's palsy, which gives him facial paralysis in addition to his other physical ailments.
Wow.
So he's having a rough go of it. But boy, on the court, 50 points.
He can still play.
Starting at guard, another Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Coming off the bench for the Sixers, Buddy Hield, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. He got a blocked shot in his time off the bench. Knicks are up in that series 2-1. That's sports, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The importance of strength training. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Marconi Awarded Radio Show. This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this Friday morning, 67 degrees. A water main break shut down portions of Central Street between Hillside and I-135 in Wichita Thursday afternoon. It caused traffic to be diverted as crews worked to restore the service. In addition to the break on Central, city crews worked to repair a break on Madison between Harry and Mount Vernon.
A new American Legion post has been established in Wichita. Post 444 is now at the Oxford Vista. That's the former Masonic home in West Wichita. Post Commander Joe Hicks says it's rare to get a new Legion post.
Veterans don't seem to want to join. And the older veterans of Vietnam, Korea, and a few that are still alive from World War II, it's getting harder and harder for them to carry the weight.
He says the post has 16 founding members and will work to recruit additional members.
One university is calling off its commencement ceremony amid pro-Palestinian protests. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
The University of Southern California is effectively closing its campus during commencement next weekend, requiring tickets to access the school and events there and subjecting guests to screening and bag checks. USC canceled its main graduation ceremony, saying it would take too much time to get roughly 65,000 students and guests through these new security procedures, though they will still host dozens of other commencement activities and receptions as they have in previous years. The cancellation of the main graduation ceremony is the latest development in a saga that began when USC made the unprecedented move of canceling the graduation speech of this year's valedictorian, citing safety concerns.
Critics blasted the move. Missouri Congressman Mark Alford called it beyond unacceptable.
A New York appeals court overturning a rape conviction against movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
As shocking as this sounds, the Weinstein decision actually makes it likely that a brand new trial in New York on the very same charges will come about in the not too distant future. However, and this is important, Mr. Weinstein will remain behind bars, both because of a separate conviction and because of what would likely turn into a lengthy retrial. New York's State Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's 23-year sentence in a 4-3 decision. The court found that the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony against Weinstein based on allegations that were not a part of the case. Me Too advocates noted that the ruling was based on legal technicalities and is not an exoneration of Mr. Weinstein's behavior.
And Weinstein's lawyer tells Fox News she believes justice was served and the decision will restore faith in the foundation of our system.
Wichita's League 42 youth baseball organization made national news in January when vandals stole and destroyed the league's Jackie Robinson statue from O'Connor's Park in North Wichita. Major League Baseball and private donations are helping replace the statue. League 42 founder Bob Lutz tells KNSS News.
League 42 is a youth baseball league devoted to the message of Jackie Robinson, the first black player in Major League Baseball in 1947. We try to espouse his ideals and his integrity, and we have more than 600 kids this year on 46 teams. We play at McAdams Park.
Bob Lutz is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
A stormy start to our Friday. Need to watch out for the chance of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms as well. Going from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky, also need to watch out for another round of potentially a couple of stronger storms, especially east of Wichita later today. Warm high of 80. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And we have a cloudy sky now, 67 degrees, and that wind kicking up from the south, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 6:34 here on this Friday morning. Good morning, Ted.
Hello.
Got the day. The day is April the 26th, and it was on this date in 1865. John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln, was surrounded by federal troops near Port Royal, Virginia, and killed. John Wilkes Booth, 1865. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS, and Kim Kardashian marshaled her celebrity in one administration to spotlight criminal justice reform, and she's doing it again in the next. The reality TV star and entrepreneur joined Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday for a roundtable highlighting the administration's efforts on criminal justice reform and how President Biden has used his clemency powers, particularly on those convicted of nonviolent drug offenses who face significantly longer sentences than they would have under current laws. Biden White House invited four people pardoned earlier this week by the president who granted clemency to 16 people who had committed such crimes for a roundtable with Harris and Kardashian. So she's lending her name and her notoriety
to causes.
To help people.
To help people.
She feels need help, yeah.
Obviously, that's a nice thing. So we've had some weather dancing around this morning. We'll talk about that for just a little bit. We had, in fact, in the 4 o'clock hour this morning, had a severe thunderstorm warning. In fact, there was a couple of them, Jed. One for Cowley and Sumner County.
Right. And Harper.
And I'm not sure on Harper on this release. Yeah, but the Harper was. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Sets of storms come up that way, and we thought we were right in line here in Sedgwick County.
We were right in line, and then that storm just kind of
danced off to the east.
Yeah, and took a right and just kept going.
Went right on around us. They had the threat, of course, a severe thunderstorm warning is a threat of wind gusts 60 miles per hour or greater and quarter-size hail. All of this was indicated by radar. But, that particular storm just went right on around. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And again, just talking about the Andover tornado in 1991 on this date. And then we had another one. When was the last one? 2 years ago, Ted? 3 years ago? The second one who went through Andover. Do you remember what year that was?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, so Andover's a kind of a tornado alley, I guess you might say. But, that was on this date in 1991, the big Andover tornado. So what else we got going on here today? How about the head of Mexico's detective service has apologized for saying his country is the champion of fentanyl and meth production. Comments Tuesday appear to contradict past statements by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has denied any fentanyl is produced in Mexico. The office of Felipe de Jesus Gallo.
Did I laugh out loud there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The office of Felipe de Jesus Gallo, head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency, said in a statement Thursday that he used an inadequate word, but didn't specify whether that bad word was champion. The comments drew López Obrador's ire Thursday. President has long claimed that Mexican cartels only press it into pills or add finishing touches. They are not the manufacturer.
Well, I'm glad that's been clarified.
Wait a minute. If you put a fender on a Chevy, you're still part of the process. Fentanyl, huge problem, deadly problem. And we're trying to warn our young people and all people who might use drugs that it's deadly. Watch out for it. 6:37, Steve and Ted in the morning. Well, how about the rehearsals, Ted and Candide? Did you rehearse last night?
We're ready to go.
Ready to rock and roll.
Kelsey Grammer and the Wichita Grand Opera putting on Leonard Bernstein's Candide Saturday night and Sunday night down at Century 2.
Okay. And Shelley, I'll be down there with you Saturday night.
Fantastic.
We're way up in the back, I think. I don't know where.
I'm way in the back, too.
She bought the ticket, so I don't know.
Chorus is way in the back, so I'll be there.
All right.
But when I'm the Spanish Inquisitor, I'll be kind of up front. So
well, that's
look
good.
For me there.
A little part up in the middle. Yeah, we'll see you. All right, 6:38, Steven.
Hopefully you'll hear me.
Yeah, that's the
get
idea.
Get my voice heard in the big symphony concert hall there.
All right.
You're the best one in your row.
Have you ever sung?
I'm not the best one in my row.
Have you sung in there before?
What?
Have you sung in there
I've
before?
Never performed on that stage before. So you and me introduced the Glenn Miller Band on that stage. Few years back, but I've never actually performed in concert halls.
Well, this will be
until Saturday, tomorrow night.
A good experience for you then.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Now, if you want tickets, by the way, you can go to selectaseat.com/Candide.
Candide.
There you go.
All right. 6:39, Steve and Ted. How about the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler? Good morning, Tom.
Well, good. Excuse me. Good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures had mixed trading early Thursday. The buying returned and allowed the cattle complex to have triple-digit gains. Now, Wednesday's cold storage report had beef stocks for the 14th straight month with year-over-year declines. Now, this was also the lowest March beef stocks since 2014. Cash cattle are trading in Kansas at 182. Lean hogs traded yesterday and closed with triple-digit losses. On the close, June live cattle were $2.55 higher, $177.80. August feeder cattle, $2 higher, $258.30. And June lean hogs down $2.45 at $105. The weather concerns and managed money short covering continued to support the wheat Thursday. July Kansas City wheat has gone up 75 cents in the last six sessions. 30% of the winter wheat area is in a drought. A month ago, it was only 12%. Now, corn closed positive and soybean complex was mixed yesterday. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat's down a half a penny at 640. July corn down a penny and a quarter at 450 and three quarters. And July soybeans down 5 3/4 at 1174. June crude oil trading 55 cents higher at 84.11. June gold $14.80 higher at 2357.30. The June S&P 34.5 points higher at 5117. June dollar index 6 cents higher at $105.51. And June Dow Jones futures up 25 points at 38,313. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, we got just a little over a quarter of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport yesterday. How about in Augusta? What kind of rainfall did you get yesterday?
We virtually didn't get anything that amounted to anything.
Really?
But this morning, that little system you was talking about gave us about 35 hundredths.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one that went kind of around Sedgwick County, wound up in Butler, and now it's gone right up the turnpike.
Exactly.
Pretty good showers going down in the southeast part of the state, too. Not much in the west, although there's something brewing up around Goodland out northwest right now. So it's all around us. And we're hoping for some.
It's all around, and it sounds like Saturday could be very interesting.
All right, so Ted is singing in Candide Saturday night at Century 2. What kind of a singer are you, Tom? You like to come forth with a little robust baritone every now and then?
I was the one that invented lip syncing.
Really?
You're the guy. Genius.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that gives you kind of an idea what kind of a singing voice I have.
I was in it. You know,
he's the Butler County Milli Vanilli.
There he is. I sang in a choir. Shelley and I sang in a choir at the church we were going to for several years. And the only reason they had me is because I was tall and I fit in the back row, you know? And then the choir director did not want anything to do with me. All he did was give me dirty looks. All right, so there you go.
Good. I can understand.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, be careful, and we'll see you back here on Monday morning, sir. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:47 here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Bomb threat on the Wichita State University campus overnight. No bomb found.
Two.
Two people hospitalized after a house fire in South Wichita, caused by someone smoking while on oxygen.
One.
Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, I can see those traffic volumes picking up. I can't really see it slowing down too badly. Some roadways still little wet out there. And, of course, we've got some fog and mist in the area. Gasoline prices in Wichita, $3.19 a gallon. Spotted quite a bit better, $3.06 a gallon. Tyler and Maple. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning. Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 63. Then for Saturday, 80% chance for showers and storms and a high of 80 degrees. Now cloudy, south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. 67 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A stunning admission from the deathbed of an 82-year-old man.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A deathbed confession solves nearly a quarter-century cold case in West Virginia. 82-year-old Larry Webb admitted to shooting and killing 41-year-old Susan Carter and her 10-year-old daughter Natasha Alex Carter in August of 2000, then burying their bodies in a shallow grave in the woods of his property. The remains of the mother and daughter were found in Webb's Beckley property this week, about 6 hours after the killer died in jail. Webb said he got into an argument with Susan, who was living in his home with Alex, and then shot her. He said he was missing cash and accused her of spending it. He then says he shot Alex so there were no witnesses. He says he stored the bodies in his basement and cried himself to sleep that night, and over the course of the next 2 nights dug their grave. Webb was indicted for Alex's death in October after a bullet was found in the wall of the girl's bedroom. He was placed in custody earlier this month and confessed in what police call a come-to-Jesus moment. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Slower growth in the U.S. economy brings a tough day on Wall Street.
The major average is falling as bond yields spike following a disappointing GDP report as signs of chronic inflation are driving interest rate worries. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, growing by 1.6% in the first quarter. The figure is much lower than what economists were expecting. Communication services were the worst performing sector, drag lower by Meta Platforms. Its stock fell 10%. IBM was the worst performer in the Dow, Big Blue delivering a first quarter earnings beat, but revenue miss. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Merck, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, IBM, and Nike. The Dow falling 375 points. The Nasdaq down 101. S&P 500 lower by 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
651, there goes my 401k. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Hey, the futures are up. Your 401k is going to go just nothing but straight up. There you go.
Like a rocket going up to the moon. Okay.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, a few weeks ago, just before that April 15th deadline for taxes, I got all the information needed to file for the tax filing extension. I always file an extension. I despise paying taxes, but the process of reviewing business and personal finances for income, deductions, spending, etc., is a valuable exercise for me. It also prompts me to take steps to streamline my finances. I found that I have too many credit cards and too many accounts. They were initially created to keep things siloed, you know, like rental properties and with this card and blah, 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 and this and this and this. Now, one effective silo is my business credit card. I use it only for business-related expenses. I know that all charges on that card may net against business income. But why have three personal credit cards? Well, I applied for one card because I got airline miles for two free flights, so why not? Then I kept the card after the required holding period. Another card pays 2.5% on all purchases. I'll probably keep that one. So I'm canceling cards and consolidating. The same goes for bank and investment accounts. I now am using just one bank account for all rental properties. When I spend a particular property, I code that expenditure to the property's address and make notes on capital improvements or maintenance. I run into people with multiple investment accounts. Most tell me that they forgot about an old 401k or an IRA that they have at several different institutions. Well, it's time to consolidate with your primary advisor. You'll thank me later because you'll have one place to go, one set of 1099s, and your advisor will know what's going on with all your money. One explanation for several accounts at several institutions was to not keep everything in one basket. I heard that from a couple of people. When I hear that, I think that they may not understand how investment accounts work. When you have an investment account or an IRA, the actual holdings or funds are just custodianed at the institution. If your advisor company fails for some reason, well, you still own those funds and those holdings. They're not going to go away. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Yeah, question. Why don't you keep talking? I'm not quite ready to talk yet.
Okay. Okay.
That's all right. Talking. I've got
I can go for a half hour.
What's going on with the Wagon Masters this weekend?
Well, I can tell you about the event last night.
It was last night.
It was a little
iffy,
balmy out there.
Yeah.
I didn't get really any rain. I think it maybe spit a few times, but no, good crowd.
Good.
The Old Town Wine Mosey, which is a fundraiser for the Guadalupe Clinic. And anyway, we were proud at Sabre to be a part of sponsoring that. So we had our name on the glasses, that people were drinking their wine from, and we were able to hopefully help out a good cause. And tonight is the big. Tomorrow night is the big wine.
You should bring me a wine glass with a saber.
I'll see what I can do. If they have some left over, I'll see what I can do. One other thing, we also have the Sabre Wealth number 2 Chafin Racing sprint car.
Oh yeah.
And that's running tonight at Salt City Speedway in Hutchinson. So we're gonna run up there and watch them. Hopefully win. They were trying to explain to me how if there's the track's a little wet, what this means and what that means and all that stuff.
If you're in the first row, you get mud in your face.
Exactly. But fun mud.
Fun mud.
You know?
Today is National Historic Marker Day.
Oh.
All across the nation. These
Let's note that.
Provide a glimpse into the past, preserve our history. National Historic Marker Day invites volunteers and communities come together to maintain their markers, go out there and clean them up and whatnot. Do we have any locally?
There's plenty of them. Go look at some old town buildings.
Yeah. I haven't ever seen one down there. All I see is signs.
Look on the sides of buildings. They state, not all of them, but many that are on the historic,
preservation. So you're traveling along and you're going out I-70 or somewhere and you see a marker by the side of the road. Do you automatically, wait a minute.
I'll pull over and see where Newt Rockne died or something. I don't regularly, I guess, but there's a lot of grassroots groups that put those things together that want to honor something and keep the memory alive. Is there something wrong with that, Steve?
No, nothing wrong with that. I just pointed it out to you. Okay. It took 10 minutes to talk about it.
You just seem...
There's nothing wrong with it. I just
seem
say,
like
are
you're,
there any
you're,
locally
you're grumpy about
you
this.
You can't name a single one. You say, well, they're on the buildings in Old Town.
I'll tell you one right. Exactly. I'll tell you exactly where one is. It's on the Eaton Hotel on the corner of St. Francis and Douglas, and it says this is where Carrie Nation busted up the bar.
I think there
might even be a little thing. It's like a bronze plaque. I can tell you exactly. Yeah. It's like what it's shaped like.
I'm sorry. If you had to do with drinking, I knew you'd know something.
And there's the Newt Rockne one. And then there's...
In downtown, there's one in Newt...
No, Newt Rockne, where he went down. Where was that airplane?
Near Matfield Green.
Yeah, we got that.
On the turnpike.
Yeah, that's where you get the good cinnamon rolls.
Okay, Don, you better stop staying out so late. You're starting to get cranky.
Hold it. I started by accusing you of being cranky. And
yeah, you
just
see how he
flipped that thing around.
He flipped you quick.
Man, well, I know what you are, but what am I?
Now I'm cranky. Boy.
Thanks, Don. Be careful.
For nothing.
We'll see you back here.
He flips you, and then he goes to a commercial break.
Come back here Monday, Don.
Cut his mic, Jad.
Cut his mic. News coming up top of the hour. Andy and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. campuses. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.